What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, yes, gentlemen, the termination train collects another soul. Boy, every time I think about that, I think about a Death Clock song called The Murder Train's A-Comin'. And if you get the chance, listen to it because it's all on YouTube. But anyway, yeah, gents, more and more men across the world are snapping the hell out. There are definitely a lot more terminations ramping up. Yeah, of course, there's some self-terminations too, and we all know what that scenario means. I'm so pissed off that I decide, you know what? If I'm going to go to hell, I'm bringing a friend along. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. The termination / self-termination scenarios are definitely popping off a lot more these days as well. However, this article is not one of those. Now, this article was published on the 20th of June. Suspect accused of offlining ex-wife cites abuse, fidelity as a motive. Gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. Men need to finally decide to tell why they did what they did. As we all know, men are suffering in silence and no one cares until they finally explode. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Newly obtained court documents have revealed a possible motive for the high-profile deadly shooting outside a North Phoenix shopping center on Wednesday. Court records say 38-year-old Justin Allen Creed is facing a count of first-degree termination for allegedly offlining his ex-wife outside of Desert Ridge Marketplace. According to court documents, Phoenix police officers responded to a shooting in the parking lot of the mall, where they found a woman, now identified as 39-year-old Jessica Shukers, who had been shot several times. She was pronounced deceased at the scene, where detectives found a shotgun and revolver near the body. Police say Creed was found nearby, shirtless and stripped down to his underwear, and he immediately surrendered to officers. Documents say that he had taken off his clothes so that police could see that he was unarmed, stating that he was quote unquote sorry for any trauma he might have caused. Witnesses told detectives that they saw a bald man standing near the door of a pickup truck before he shot a woman. That witness said they heard more gunshots after she was already on the ground. Detectives say Creed refused to answer any questions about the shooting, but they did say it involved his ex-wife, who was the mother of one of his children. While no specifics were provided, police said that Creed claimed this incident was, quote unquote, the result of past child abuse and infidelity. Let's put a pin right there. Investigators later learned that one of Jessica's children that Creed had warned her about 3 months ago prior, saying, quote unquote, he would not be coming home and would be in jail, police said in arresting documents. Another family member cited increasingly odd and troubling behavior believed to be caused by a mental health condition, court paperwork revealed. Creed was booked into the Maricopa County Jail on a $1 million bond. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and circle back and focus on the past child abuse and infidelity claims. Gentlemen, once again, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. And little known fact, well, actually a major known fact that nobody wants to talk about, women are definitely more abusive towards children than men are. But that's a stat that society absolutely refuses to talk about. So, seems like this man had to watch her more than likely abuse the children, and that set him off. And add to the fact that she was also a cheater too. Yeah, yeah. That is definitely two parts of a recipe that can make a man snap the hell out and finally explode. Yeah. Now, obviously, if they were in a parking lot, more than likely, she felt safe and talking absolutely reckless to him because she figured, oh, we're in public. Oh, if I talk reckless to you, there's always going to be the potential for a white knight to come up and check you and not my behavior. However, yeah, she more than likely did not expect him to be armed and have a plan and decide to execute said plan by executing her. What more do I need to say about this, gentleman? What more do I really need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public. I gotta give that a 5. Method of execution, the revolver of righteousness. I'm going to give that a 10. Psychological impact. There was a witness there, so I got to give it a 60. And for the brutality factor, he shot her multiple times. And as you guys know, depending on the caliber of said revolver, that definitely was not a good way to go. So I'm going to give that a 25. So Justin Dread Creed gets a score of 100. Gentlemen, once again, as we all know, women can and tend to be more abusive toward children. But for whatever reason, this society refuses to acknowledge that fact. But hey, if what he said is true, then yeah, he definitely had a reason to finally blow his lid. Then add to the fact that more than likely, like I said before, she was talking reckless to him in that parking lot, thinking that she was safe. Oh, no, 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 no. Once again, when a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And for a lot of women, that can be a life-ending act. Yeah. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think that it's all good, You can be reckless. You can run off at the mouth. You better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in society, the protection you think you have from society, that is always quick to go out. Feminism and the idea that you know you can hide behind the Duluth model, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I'm going to continue to reiterate this simple yet devastating point. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. This man had already made up his mind. Yes, I'm going to go to jail. I'm not going to be home. So he had already said, yep, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And he executed on that plan. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.